The Rav Yossi say his svara even when it was said, Baalpeh spoken out, or maybe only when the things were written inside the shtar. That's the doubt. Like Rashi says, Kigoyin gavi get, like our get, Shekosav kilchosai. The get was written a normal get. Ukeshemaisrullah, when the husband gave over the get to his wife, Oymar, he said like this, Ze gitchi in meisi. This is the get when I die. Hilkach, therefore, loitam in the shtar. It's not like a regular shtar. Shekivan shekosav atenai etel azman. In a regular shtar, when you write everything down, you write today's date, and then you write your condition in the shtar. Then we say, azman b'shtaik l'meimad, azman mechiyach, t'nei yoyim komar. That since you wrote today's date, for sure you meant to say from today. Avol al peh b'lachir. We're in the shtar, in the get, you do not write down these words in meisi. In the shtar, it's mashma, the shtar should be good from today. It's mashma, you wrote up a good shtar, a get, to give it to her right now. But only bal peh, when you gave it to her, you spoke out. So then the svar is, Dilma maybe ki mosra nalei. When the husband now gives over the get to his wife and he speaks out in meisi, maybe hodabei mizman dishtara. Maybe the husband is retracting now that he does not want the get to be chal from today, the date that it has in the shtar, but rather he's only mosra nalei amanat liachamisa. He's only giving it to her that the get should be good after he dies. Since now when he gives it to her, he does not speak out to say, this get is from today if I die. But rather is just saying that when he dies, that's when the get should be good. So if so, maybe here Rabbi Yossi does not say his svara. That was Rav Huna's doubt. That maybe when the Tanai is only Baal Peh, here Rabbi Yossi does not say this man can help us out. So Gemara asked the question, Omi Mesafkele, is this a doubt for Rabbi Yossi? For your Tanai, we learned like this. If the husband says, Harei ze gitcha, im loy bosi mikan viyad yud beis chodesh, if a husband gives his wife a get right now, and he tells her, this should be the get if I do not come back to you within 12 months. Umeis betech yud beis chodesh, and then the husband died in the middle of this year, is ain't a get, the get is no good. Rashi says, because he only wanted the get to be good after the 12 months. And therefore, since the person died before the 12 months are up, the get is like liachami, so therefore the get is no good. That's what it says. Now, but Tony Allah, we learned on this, that Rabbi Seinu hitiru linasei. Then no, the Rabbi Seinu said that get is a good get. In other words, even though when the husband dies, there's a brother alive, there's no children, there's no mitzvah yibum. The wife is allowed to remarry right away because of that get. And we say, Man Rabbi Seinu, who is this Rabbi Seinu? Who are the Rabbanim that say that? So even though he only said, he said the get should only be good after the 12 months. So why do we say when he dies the get is good right away? So my answer is, Beidina de Shari Mishka. It was the same bezdin that was Mata oil. Shalom the Gemara in Avodah Zorah is Shemin Shal Avodah Zorah Shal Akam Asranat. Just like they made a Nisa Cholav Akam, maybe the Tzad to make a Nisa Shemin Akam. The Gemara says, no, we do not make the Gzeira. Shemin Akam, Stam of Goy, you make oil, we're allowed to use that oil. So that's where Rabbanim was Matir also. Vesavulah, what does that mean? Vesavulah Krebi Yossi, they hold like Krebi Yossi. The Yomah that Krebi Yossi Shittu is, Zmane Shal Shtar Machiachalav. That since in this get right now it has today's date in it, so even though when he gave it to his wife, he spoke out to say, Areza Gitchim Leibosti Mikanda Libes Chodesh, even though he spoke out now that the get should only be if I don't come back within 12 months, but still, since inside the get you have today's date, that's Rabbi Yossi Svar to say that the get is Chal today. It's only a condition that if he comes back within this year, that breaks the get. But if he does not come back within this year, then the get should be good from today. So therefore, if he dies in between, the get is a good get, because he'll never come home again anymore. So Kopon, you see clearly here, Rabbi Yossi holds the shita, even though it's Baal Peh. In the shtar, you don't have this condition written down. And the shtar was just a regular get with today's date. It was only Baal Peh, when the husband gave it over, he made this condition. In Meis Potef Yud Beis Chodesh. And still you see we have Rabbi Yossi Svara that the Zman of the Shtar is Machiach. So Gemara says, Ela rather mesafkele, our suffix is like this. E alocha kareb yoisei ba'peh, or yein alocha. That's what Rav Huna's doubt. True. Rav Yosi himself said it even ba'peh. Rav Huna's doubt was, do we paskin like Rav Yosi ba'peh or not? So Maria still no? Or me mesafkele, does Rav Huna have a doubt about this? The Yomar Rabba, Yomar Rabba said, Harei ze gitcha, in meisi, if a man says to his wife, here's the gift that should be when he dies, or else vishani meis, when he dies, says, Harei ze get, that's called the good get. The get is chal right now. What about if the husband says, kishamus, the get should be when he dies, or else he speaks out clearly, yuli achamis, after he dies, then ain't the get. Then the get is no good. He says, clearly these words, then for sure the get is no good. Now, what are we talking about over here? What is Rava talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Diyom Allah Mehayim, that the person spoke out clearly, Mehayim, the Rabbon, we go according to Rabbon, and Shita, Tzrich Lameim, but you have to tell me. Trash Obed, you're Tanan of Astisin, Mehayim, and they see a razor get? The Mishnah says clearly, if he says the word Mehayim, and he says in Mehsi, or else, Vishani Mehs, Shita is good. For your Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mehayim, if somebody says from today, in Nasi, Hareza get. So treat is good. That can be the case. El Alav isn't the case talking about El Alav de lo yamalu mayim, that he did not say the word mehayim. And still Rav Yasi. It goes to Korn's Rav Yasi. Says, so he did not say the word mehayim. He only said what? In Nasi. So you see clearly that we pass him like Rav Yasi. That why is the get a good get? Because since in the get was written today's date, even though what he's speaking out now about Peh in Nasi, still we say the get is good. So Rashi says, Rav Yosef Hashmin and Rava, the Baal Peh Nami Yom Rav Yosef, the Hilchus HaKav Osta, we pass like Rav Yosef. So what was Rav Huna's doubt then? So Shmamin Alokh Rav Yosef. So Gemara says, okay, Le Rava Pshitalei, but I'll tell you, the Rav Huna Masafkalei, what is the Bikasha? True, Rava told us clearly that's what he holds. Rava holds that we pass like Rav Yosef even Baal Peh. But I'll tell you, Rav Huna had a doubt whether we pass him like Rav Yosi when the condition was said Baal Peh and the Hayyim was written inside the Shtar, do we say it's from today or not? So that's Rav Huna's doubt. So Yiboy Yisrael, another Tarzan is like this. It could be now we're talking about now where the husband spoke out clearly and said Mehayyim in Nasi. And for Rabbanan, and I'll tell you, it goes according to Rabbanan Shita. So the question was, then Pshita says that already in our Mishnah. What do we have to have another case for? So I'll tell you, Vahani Lish Nitzvichle. We need it for the other Lishonis, the other parts of the memory of Rav we need it for. Now the person says, Shani Meis. Or he says, Shani Meis, Kim Meisi Dami. That even though he says the word Shani Meis, it also just means Kim Meisi. And therefore, if he says, Mehayim, Mim Meisi, or Mehayim, Shani Meis, also the get's a good get. He meant to say from today. Ma'ashen ken kishamus. If the husband says mehayim, kishamus, even though he says the word mehayim, but if he says kishamus, he says clearly he wants the get to be only after he dies, kiliacha misadami. Then about the get is called kiliacha misadami, and the get is no good. So that was the pshat in Rav Huna. That's why Rav Huna has a doubt. And it could be Rav also has the doubt. What would be the pshat according to Rav Yosi to be paskin like Rav Yosi when it was said Baal Peh? Now the Gemara says, V'ikah demasdi, some learn lo ha-seifa. Some learn Rav Huna's halacha on the seifa of our Mishnah. What does the seifa of our Mishnah say? The seifa says, if somebody said, Ze gitcho li'achamisa. He tells his wife, here's the get and the shefers be after he dies. So the Mishnah says, lo yamaklum, the get is no good. He's saying clearly, you want the get to be after you die, that's not a get. And on this, the Gemara on this, Rav Huna says, "Amar Rav Huna, all the Dibur Rav Yosi b'Shno, according to Rav Yosi's pshat, that since you have the date, today's date in the shtar, so there's a doubt. Maybe the get he meant to make it from today. Therefore, chalitzas that you have to know, you could only give chalitza. You cannot give yibum. He would now Mishnah says leyom aklum, which would be mashma the get is no good at all, and therefore when the husband dies." There should be a mitzvah yibum. You can even do yibum. Rav Huna says no. You can only do chalitza and not yibum. So Mar says pshita. Me disciple the rabbanon chalitza says since according to the now the Mar speaks out according to the safe they tell him that rabbanon shita is chalitza. is Reisha Namid Rav Yosi Chaletzes. Pshita then that in the Reisha would also be Chaletzes. So Rashi says, Mid the Sefer, Ki Yom HaMehayim Uliyach HaMisa, Tona Mastisin Chaletzes the Rabbonon. So you see, when you say the word Mehayim Uliyach HaMisa, it's a suffix what it means. Since so in the Reisha also, even though you only say Uliyach HaMisa, but according to Rav Yosi, since when you have today's date in the shtar, it's like you said Mahayim, so Pshita, they both have the same halacha. Just like according to the Rabbanan Shita, when you speak out clearly Mahayim Uliyach Amisa, it's a doubt whether you mean today or do you mean Liyach Amisa, and therefore it's Chaletes. So according to Rav Yosi, Pshita, we don't need Rav Huna. According to Rav Yosi, even though you don't speak out the word Mahayim, you just tell your wife, here's the gift, and it should be Liyach HaMisa after he dies. Still, since you have today's date written in the get, that's like you spoke out Mehayim. So according to Rav Yosi, it should also be a suffix whether the get's a good get or not. What do we need Rav Huna for? So Mor says no. Ma the time I would have thought to say, Rav Yosi b'hoka Rabbi Sirulei. Maybe here Rav Yosi holds like Rabbi. We'll soon see what Rabbi is. Rashi says, the Yomala come on, getu opolag Rabbonin. That maybe Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shita. That you say Mehayim Uliyach HaMisa, the get is good 100%. For sure you go after the words Mehayim. The Yom HaGita Malyev, it's a good get. The Chalitza Nami Loi Tziboi, if so you would not have to have Chalitza Ridom. Kamash Mulan Deloi. So that's what the Rav is teaching us. That Rabbi Yosi does not hold like Rabbi. Yeah, even though it's as if you said the word Mehayim Uliyach HaMisa, Hebrew according to Rabbi Yosi, it's only a suffix if you meant today Uliyach HaMisa, but it's not for sure to say the get should be a good get. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Savalok Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe tackles like Rebbe Yosi Shita, but Velo Rebbe Yosi Savalok Rebbe, but Rebbe Yosi does not hold like Rebbe. What does that mean? Rebbe Loi Savalok Rebbe Yosi Dikotani. I'm not forgetting, the Gemara is like this, Kamash Mulan Deloi Rebbe Savalok Rebbe Yosi, that Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yosi, Velo Rebbe Yosi Savalok Rebbe, and Rebbe Yosi also does not hold like Rebbe. Now the Gemara is playing, what does that mean to say? Rebbe lo sovlok Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yosi. The Ketonia sounds like this. Kizeh get. We'll soon see what Rebbe says. Rebbe says, kizeh get. This is the case of a get. It's only if you speak out clearly and say, mehayoyim uliyach HaMisa. If you speak out clearly and say, mehayoyim from today, then the get is good. He says, kizeh get. Kizeh get means only when you speak out. But if you don't speak out, you only have today's date written in the get, that's not enough. That's called lamuti de Rebbe Yosi. It's called excluding Rebbe Yosi's halacha. If you just have the date, but you didn't speak out from that yom, it's no good. Now, Rabbi Yosi le sovlo ka Rabbi. Rabbi Yosi does not hold like Rabbi. The Ketoni, kizeh get, only like this case. Lemuteh the Rabbi, not like Rabbi's case. Now, where is Rabbi? For the more Rabbi mahi, where's Rabbi's halacha? The Tanya, we learn like this. If someone speaks out and says, mehayoyim uliyach HaMisa, speaks out clearly, he gives his wife a get, and he says, the get is from today, after he dies. So, get v'yena get divrei chachamim. That's like our Mishnah. We have a suffix. Which one of the two words does the husband really mean? Did he really mean mehayim, the get should be good from today, that it's a good get? Or did he really mean to say, no, the get should be good after he dies, the get's no good? Rebbe says, tis the get. Rebbe says, no, for sure this is a good get. I go after his first words, he said mehayim, he meant to say the get's a good get. So that's Rebbe Shita. So therefore Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yosi, because Rebbe here said tzeget. Only if he spoke out clearly and says the words mehayim. But if you don't speak it out, you only have it written in the shtar. That's no good. Not like Rebbe Yosi. Now Rebbe Yosi mahi? Where's Rebbe Yosi's halacha? It's not. We learned like that. Tisvu utnu get liyishti. The husband tells somebody write and give a get to my wife, and he speaks out im loybosi mikan vad yud beis chodesh. If I do not come back within 12 months, kisvu b'tach yud beis chodesh v'nosnu liyachu yud beis chodesh ain't a get. If they wrote to get now and they first gave it over after yud beis chodesh get, is no good, because the Tanakhama holds that the husband said clearly to write the get first after the yud beis chodesh, so they have no right to write the get before the yud beis chodesh. Therefore, the rabbanon said the get is no good. As the husband said, Kisvu tenu get liishti im loybosi mikan v'yad yud beis chodesh. So I'm going to say what the husband meant to say is, if I do not come back within 12 months, then you should go ahead and write up and give the get to my wife. but you have no right to write the get before the Yud Beis Chodesh. Therefore, if the Sefer wrote it up before the Yud Beis Chodesh, the get is no good. Rav Yossi says, "Tizeh get." No, you should know, this case the get is good. Why? Because since there's a date inside the get, therefore since we have a date, if you have a date inside the get, he meant the same hayom. Travada, you have a right to write up the get from today. In other words, if I don't come back within 12 months, the get should be from today. So that's the right of Yossi says, kizeh. Mashma, only in this case, where you did not speak out clearly and say, liyach hamisa. But in the case of Rebbe's case, where would you say mehayoyim liyach hamisa? If you speak out clearly and say liyach hamisa, that would not be good according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi does not agree to Rebbe.
Yes.
Right, then the Mishnah said, ze gitcha mehayoyim. If a husband gives his wife, if the husband gives his wife a get and says, here's your get today, if he dies from this sickness, he's sick now, so he's telling you, no, if I end up dying from this sickness, then this get is a good get from today. The Omad, then he gets up, Rolach Bashuk, and he walks around in the street. So the Mishnah says, and then he became sick a second time, and he died. So we have to see if he died from the first sickness, or he died because of the second sickness. Then the get would not be good. The get is only good if he died because of the first sickness. So Mar says, Omar Rafuna says, we had before, that Gita Kimat Nosai. The halachas of a get are the same halachas that they give away a present. That means, like a present of a shchiv merah, of a person that's very sick. Ma mat nosa, just if a person is very, very sick, gives away a present, we say, im omat chayzer, if the person gets well again, he has the right to retract the present. That's a shchiv merah. We say he only meant to give away the present because he thought he was dying. But now that he gets well, he has the right to say, I never meant to give away the present if I thought I would live. If so, ask Gita, same halacha by get also. The halacha is the moment chayzer. If a husband is sick and says, give a get to my wife, and then he gets well, he stands up, he could be chayzer, the get is no good. Vaito ma Gita, just like by get, afagav the leitirish, even though it did not explain clearly, but kivan di omar tisk saivu, once he tells somebody to write a get for my wife, afagav the leyama tenu, even though it did not say give it to his wife, we have a right to write up the get and give it to his wife. Is af matnosik the same thing if a shchimera wants to give away a present that we say kivun the yom matnu? As soon as the person said tnu, give away this money to somebody, afagav the loikonamine, even before they made a kinyan about it, that lemaisa the kinyan is chal, you don't have to make a kinyan. That's the matna shchimera, just like when the shchimera says to ksayvu write to get for his wife. Now the Gemara is Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, if a husband tells his wife, Zeh gitcha mehayoyim imeisim mechel izeh, here's a get that should be good from today, if he dies from this sickness. The Mishnah then says, V'omad, and he gets up, he got up from this sickness. V'olach b'shuk, and he started to walk around in the streets even. V'cholah, then he became sick again, umeis, and he died. So the Mishnah says, I'm denoist, so we have to check him out to see, imach mas cheli arishin meis, if he died because it was a relapse from the first sickness, it was the first sickness that caused the death, then haray the get, then the get is good, because it's called he died from that sickness. Im lav do, but if he didn't die because of the first sickness, it was the second sickness that caused him, then we say ain't a get, it's not called a good get, he did not die from the first sickness. Now the question is, according to you, Rav Huna, v'yamrit im omad chayzer, if you tell me once the person gets up, he has the right to retract, so lom lo yumdino, what do we have to see if he died from the first sickness or not? Even if he dies from the first sickness, but he got up already. He was sick and he got up. So once he gets up, right away it's an automatic retraction, so then the get should not be good. The Mishnah does not mean he got well in between. It means he changed sicknesses from one sickness to another sickness. But he never really healed up from the first sickness. For the Gemara, no. For Yomad Ketani, it says he got up. So Gemara says, no, Omad Necheli Zev, enough Necheli Acher. It means he got up from this sickness, but he fell to the next sickness. He never really got well. For the Gemara, no. For Holach Bashuk Ketani, it says he walked around in the streets. If the guy is dying sick, he doesn't walk around the streets. Mash Omad means he got well. So if he got well, even though he later died because of that first sickness, according to Rav Huna, the get should not be good. Because as soon as you get well, even for a minute, that's an automatic bitl on the get. So Mar says, no. Al Mishantoi, he's not really walking around like a healthy person in the street. He's walking around on his cane, he's still sick. Walk Kamashman, this is what the